9:31 now at Community Radio, KOZI, and joining us in studio from the 7 Acres Foundation, Ben Williams. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, doing good. Good to have you. And joining us on the line, 12th District State Representative Mike Steele. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Good to have you both. This is kind of a momentous occasion, so I'm kind of excited to have you both. Mike, I understand you have some great news regarding the 7 Acres Foundation and the Community Center at Lake Chelan. Can we trouble you to fill us in?
Well, I just want to give a great congratulations to the 7 Acres Foundation because they went through a tremendous process to be awarded a state grant of $2.5 million. And so really they were the ones that did all the work to go through that process. I just ensured that it was in the budget come passage. So really just appreciate their work.
Mm. That's terrific. How does that make you feel there, Ben?
Extreme gratitude. First and foremost, I want to thank Mike. He was absolutely instrumental, and he's definitely downplaying how instrumental he was in making this happen. Bringing capital and investment into the Valley for this project is just, I'm extremely, extremely grateful, as are all the residents here and the board and everyone.
It's a big boost. Mike, now these funds came from, I believe, the Building Communities Fund. Is that accurate?
That's correct. So the capital budget at the state level is made up of a series of grants. And typically what we do is we go through those grants in the off-year cycle. So the 7 Acres Foundation applied for this grant last year and worked through the process with the Department of Commerce to ultimately come before the legislature and determine the level of fund for determining the level of funding, which is what we did in just a few months ago, and decided to fund all of the projects in that Building Communities Fund because, of course, recognizing, as I said before on the radio with you, Jeff, it's all about building community, building economic opportunity, creating jobs, and that's exactly what this type of grant does.
Mm-hmm. And that was pretty clear to the folks down in the legislature as they were going through this process.
Absolutely. I mean, we really... There are numerous projects across Washington State, and of course, just really fortunate to be able to bring this project home to the Valley.
Mm, boy, that's great. Ben, this is exciting news for sure. So can you give us an update? Give us the latest on the construction of the facility. I know the dirt works is looking pretty good over there, but what's next?
Well, the next is permitting for all the infrastructure and utilities and connecting all the utilities and all that. That'll happen over the course of the summer. From a timing perspective, we intend to be starting construction late summer, early fall. Depends on when our steel delivery arrives. So a lot of this is also balanced with the fundraising effort and where we are from a kind of the cash available standpoint and all of our getting all of our financing aligned. But I think we'll start seeing some more activities as the summer progresses. This BCF grant is like a huge tipping point for us because it ultimately is making the project a reality. And now if you're a donor to the project, your dollars will be in the final 30% to 40%. You don't want to be the first 10% because of some of the risk factors. But for a lot of people, I think the new perspective on this is that it's happening. And so donor confidence is high, and it's really kind of propelled us forward, which is awesome. I mean, it's just like I was reading through our kind of our donor letter this morning, and I actually got like a little emotional to see how the kind of progress we've made and the kind of the teams and organizations that have aligned with the 7 Acres Foundation and the Community Center to make this happen. It's just going to be a great asset for the community. So it's super exciting.
It's been a long process. How long have you all been at it with the 7 Acres Foundation?
Well, officially, we've been a 501c3 since 2018. Unofficially, we've been at this for close to 6 years now. So, you know, I won't say this BCF grant is a culmination, but it's definitely a turning a corner on the project. And
Can you share then where are we in terms of total donations and what's our end game here?
Well, I guess unofficially we're saying a lot of this is our construction budget has increased.
Of course.
And a lot of those are factors outside our control. As you know, the price of steel has nearly tripled compared to where it was last year. The price of building materials quadrupled. So right now we're saying that we will get something of value, probably phase one, this year. And I can say with some confidence that if we're at about a $15 million construction budget for the whole project, that we are probably close to 60 to 70%.
Okay.
Around there in terms of committed funds and cash available.
Yeah, it's just become a moving target, hasn't it, with these?
Yeah, and it's super difficult too, because you don't want to have to go back to donors and say, you know what? What was a $10 million project is now a $15 million project. But that's the reality of of the cost of construction and development right
Absolutely.
Now.
Representative Steele, any other thoughts you'd like to share with us this morning?
Well, I just want to say a huge thank you to the foundation for their work on this and their commitment to it. And, you know, the commitment to the incremental sort of work that has to happen at the state level, too. I mean, in order to pull down these kinds of dollars, it does take incremental phasing, and it does take planning. You know, this is not the first set of state dollars that they were able to secure. A couple of years ago, was able to get $250,000 to kind of help with that design phase and get the project started. So it just it shows that a committed group of citizens can really get things done if they stay committed and work hard and stay focused. And we're going to be huge beneficiaries. The whole of the valley, the whole of the region is going to see great benefit from this community center. So I'm really excited to see it come to fruition.
Absolutely. Ben Williams, any final thoughts you'd like to get out there?
Just a special extra thanks to Mike Steele for for securing these this grant for us. And like I said, he was instrumental in that. Special thanks to the board and our executive director, Ray Evans. She has been absolutely phenomenal. So I'm just feeling a ton of gratitude to everybody who's been involved. And that's not to say that we've accomplished our goal. There's still a long way to go, but we have some really great momentum right now.
Yeah. Well, this was a big boost, to say the least.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Indeed. State Representative Mike Steele and Ben Williams with the 7 Acres Foundation. Thank you so much for coming and sharing the good news. If people want to give still, what's the best way to go about doing that, Ben?
Easiest is to go online to 7acresfoundation.org. That's all spelled out. Or cc@lakechelan.org. You can email me at ben@7acresfoundation.org or our executive director, Ray Evans, R-A-Y-E, @7acresfoundation.org.
And again, we should be stay tuned for some more events that will be coming up for this opportunity, yes?
Yep, we have a big fundraiser next month and some subsequent fundraisers in the fall. Should be a great year for us.
Exciting times. Representative Steele, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for all of your hard work down in Olympia. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah. And Ben, thank you. Keep up the good work. We'll get there.
Thanks, Jeff.
Just a chip shot away. I can feel it.
Exactly. Yeah. Get your wedge out.
That's right. There you go. The 7 Acres Foundation with great news. Be looking, be watching, because things are going to start happening over there. That's exciting times.